Kalim chapter 11 Mishnah 8, Kasta, a helmet, right? A soldier's helmet, Tmeh, is susceptible to impurity. But the cheek pieces that like guarded his cheeks over here, Toharim, those are pure. But Im Yesh ben Beis Kibbul Mayim, but if the cheek pieces were shaped in a way that they could hold water, so they also used to drink from them. If they had no other cups, they used to drink from these cheek pieces, then Tmeh. Then they are all susceptible to impurity because they're now considered like a separate thing. Kol klei hamilchama, and also any war utensil, tmeh, is impure. So for example, a kidon, a javelin, a nikon, a spearhead, v'magafayim, the greaves, which were they protected the legs, like metal things, they protected the legs, v'shiurin, coat of mail, tmeh, and all of these things are susceptible to impurity.
Because they're metal.
Yeah, they're metal utensils. Kol tachshita nashim, similarly all women's jewellery are tmein, are susceptible to impurity. So, yershel zava, tiara, katlayus, all the necklaces, nizamim, earrings, vitabas, rings, vitabas, ben sheish lachosem, uben shein lachosem, whether it's got a seal on it or not, it's susceptible to impurity. Nizma, af, nose rings, also susceptible to impurity. It's not a modern thing, huh? See, from here, nose ring is not a modern invention. Carrying on katla shechulios shel matkos, a necklace that has got pieces on it which are made of metal, bechut shel pishtan or shel tzemer, and the necklace itself is of flax or of linen or wool. So nifsak achut, if the string breaks, achulios tmeos, the pieces are still considered susceptible to impurity. Shekol achas v'achas, because every single bead. Kli bifna atzma is considered a vessel in and of itself. Chut shel matkos, but if the string is made of metal, v'chulya shel avanim tovas umarglios, but the beads are made of stone or pearls, v'shel zakukis, or they're made of glass, nishtabru hachulyos, if it breaks, hachut bifna atzma kayem, and the string itself remains tame, the string itself, which is now made of metal, it was a metal piece, so it is susceptible to impurity, even if it's on its own. Sharei katla kimelot svar katana, and if it breaks the necklace, the amount left over just has to be enough to go around the neck of a child, and it's still considered usable if it can go around the neck of a child, and it'd still be susceptible to impurity. Rebbe Lezer Omer, he says, afilu b'tabas achas tmeh, even if it's just got one ring on it, meaning one bead, shekain tolin b'tzavar, that would still be susceptible to impurity. Why? Because they would still hang it on the neck, even if it just had one thing on it, it was still usable as a necklace.